This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and this morning I'm with Bill Hawley and Ariana Fisher. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Kate. How are you? It's a little damp outside.
It's lovely. Yeah. It's a lovely
spring,
gentle rain.
Well, the gentle rain is not going to stop us talking about A Hike for Hope, which is coming up, which is part of a suicide prevention activities that are part of your program. And can you tell us a little bit about who it's for and how it works?
Well, the one thing that I would say, and then I'm going to toss the ball over to Ariana, is one of the things that I appreciate about our Hike for Hope, and this is the 10th annual Hike for Hope that we've had. We even had a virtual one during the pandemic, is that it's a collaborative effort. So it's a collaborative effort between our local Suicide Prevention Coalition of Johnson County and members here who are really the active organizers, and then as well as the Wyoming chapter for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And so this collaboration, and some folks listening may be familiar with the Out of the Darkness Walk in Sheridan that we hold in typically in September. That's an AFSP Wyoming chapter event as well.
AFSP is?
American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Thank you.
The nation's largest grassroots organization addressing suicide prevention and mental health promotion.
So you say grassroots. What does that mean? I mean, you've got people in our community. What are they doing at this grassroots level?
Well, for me, grassroots means that AFSP, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, really is an organization made up, yes, of some providers, some clinicians, some quote-unquote professionals certainly are involved, but more so survivors, either survivors of suicide loss, who have lost a family member, a loved one. We've all lost community members and or attempt survivors as well. And so it's really the lived experience folks in our country. And there's chapters in all 50 states and now just recently Puerto Rico as well. And so really AFSP is about support and connection. And so that's why I like the term grassroots, in that it's not, yes, it's a professional organization. It's a non-profit as well. But without AFSP, things like 988 national legislation don't happen. I mean, AFSP nationally was one of the movers and shakers behind getting then President Trump to sign that legislation to transition the lifeline number from the 11 digits to simply 988. And that's just one of the reasons why we do raise funds for the hike at the Hike for Hope, as well as our Out of the Darkness walk in Sheridan. And part of that funding, part of those funds raised, goes to our national organization so that we can have that influence, whether it's advocacy as well as education. And Ariana can mention all the different resources that we have, but as well as the research. You know, when someone dies by suicide, the question is why? Why did they make this choice with their life to end their life? And then the other icky, guilt, shame-ridden part of the why is, why didn't someone see something? Why didn't someone notice that their family member, their loved one, their community member was struggling with life to the point of it made sense to end their own life?
So the walk, the hike, is intended for people who in some way or other have a connection to suicide in some sort, but also as a fundraiser.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so like Bill talked about, so the funds, 50% will go to national and 50% actually stays within Wyoming and is used by our AFSP chapter here in Wyoming for resources, education. They go to State Capitol Day, so they're working with legislators, educating them, also helping to provide different types of trainings in suicide prevention. I think for me, what the Hike for Hope really stands for and why it's so important to me is the hope piece. And I'm a firm believer that suicide impacts everyone's life in one way or another, which is hard. Some people have that personal experience. I'm an attempt survivor. I've also lost lots of people. And I think over the years, after the education piece and kind of trying to understand more and how to support people, the Hike for Hope is an opportunity for anyone who in any way has been impacted by suicide to just kind of gather and know that they're not alone and that they are supported. There's resources available in our local community at a state level, at a national level. And yes, the financing of different things is super important. For me, it's more about the connections that we can offer people. I'm grateful we have a lot of organizations in Johnson County that are going to be there, like our local VOA mental health office. They're going to be there. Some other organizations, just to say, hey, we're here, we care, we're all kind of in this together. I think that's the most important piece for me about this hike.
So you say hike. Some people may immediately feel enthusiastic. Some people may think, oh, I don't do that. What do you mean? How many miles is it? Where do you go?
Well, thankfully, there's two routes. So we have our short hike, which goes along the Clear Creek Trail up past the train park there, which is not too far. And then we also have our longer hike that actually goes up to the vet's home. They have a little moment of silence for all the vets that we've lost to suicide, and just a moment for them to kind of come together in unity. And so there's two different choices. I don't know the exact mileage.
So the shorter hike up the Clear Creek Trail cuts across what I call the little ponds, the little swampland that goes kind of behind Baumgars, the BLM, Forest Service, and then back into town. It's probably about a 20 to 30 minute, not so much a hike as it is just a casual walk, a stroll up the trail, and then over and across. Excuse me. The longer hike to the veteran's home is about 6.5 miles round trip, and it's uphill. And, you know, in the past, some walkers, hikers will come back down along Fort Street, along Highway 16, back into town on that cement path that's there. And or they'll just simply turn around after the moment of silence and the time with the veterans up at the veterans' home, thanks to Sonia Cahal up there, the social worker, for organizing that as well. And they'll come back down that trail because that trail is absolutely beautiful. And one thing, and I'm going to say it now because it fits, that we really want to emphasize is I love my fur babies. I love my dogs. But folks, we need to keep our dogs at home for this hike because some dogs get along with other dogs and some not so much. And so we've kind of learned the hard way, last year in particular, that it's just not a great idea. So keep your dogs at home. Certainly come and walk and hike. And Ariane, I love what you said, because it really is a sense of community and that connection and that support. And if you haven't been to one before, until you experience it, you don't really get it. Sorry, not sorry.
Okay. So hiking, you know, and just walking, strolling out is a great family activity, but some people may feel a bit reticent about bringing their kids, talking about, you know, when it's connected to such a sort of difficult and significant issue. I mean, it's a very hard issue, even for many adults to discuss and talk about. Should people bring their kids to this?
I am a mom to young children, and I would say yes. I think it's definitely a family-friendly event. You know, my husband, Seth, and I are kind of heading up the hike this year. So the speaker that we have, she's an amazing young woman, and we'll kind of go over the things that she'll be talking about and making sure everything is appropriate, and really just mostly talking about that message of hope. And even something that we talk about with our six-year-old, you know, we don't have these in-depth suicide prevention type conversations because it is very heavy. But we have a really big sense in our home of just loving and supporting everybody, because sometimes people have good and bad days. And how can we just give them some hope? And so I think at any level, like I kind of mentioned, suicide impacts everyone. Little kids don't need to know the sad, dark details of what that looks like. But we can also start planting those seeds of hope in them, that smile to a stranger at the grocery store, that can make their whole day.
Or break.
Yeah, it really can.
And so the hike is on Saturday, June the 10th. Check in at 8:30.
Right, so people who want to register the day of can start coming to Crazy Woman Square. Mm-hmm. Weird, ironic that that's where we start the Hike for Hope. And so registration starts at 8:30. As Ariana said, we'll have some community resources like the VOA. I think Dawn at Family Crisis Center is planning to attend, and others will be there with resources and materials. We have some activities. We'll have memory beads for folks who have lost loved ones, whether it's there's different colors if you've lost a son or a daughter, a military member, a friend. We always like the sidewalk chalk because there's that big slab of concrete in front of the stage there. And again, it's just, you know, part of the difficulty of losing someone to suicide is that grief is so complicated. And what we know about grief journeys is we're not going to forget our loved one who's died by suicide. We're going to remember the life that they've lived and not necessarily focus on the means of their death. Mm-hmm. And so remembering their lives just by writing their name down on concrete with some sidewalk chalk can be very healing for many, many people. And as Arianna said before, I mean, we're just simply not alone in this. So opening ceremonies will start about 9, and that typically lasts about 20 minutes. Arianna's got an incredible young lady from Fremont County mm-hmm. coming to be kind of the keynote speaker, and Arianna and Seth will go through some other things. We'll say some thank yous to our sponsors. Oh, thank you to our sponsors, which this year, you know, times are tough economically, so these folks and these businesses who have stepped up, our gold sponsors for this 10th annual Hike for Hope are my good friend Leslie Pearson with the Verity Group CPAs, and gold sponsorships are $750 or more in case you want to sponsor next year. My good friend Scott and Heidi Roberts at Buffalo Computer Consulting and Action Auto, again, for I think this is their 8th year of being a gold sponsor for us. Thank you, Scott and Heidi. And Jen and Rob Hicks at the Buffalo Bulletin, an in-kind sponsorship to help us with advertising and saying thank you after the event. Our silver sponsors, again this year, Lorraine Steppy, who has the Pines Counseling on Pine Street. And Arianna mentioned Volunteers of America, our community mental health and substance use center, Tyler Broderick and staff and all those good folks there. And lastly, but not leastly, Imagine That Graphics, Marina Cox now, Marina Karuchik Cox, helps us with banners, a very wonderful in-kind donation with our banners and our signs. So again, you know, we don't do this without community support and help from businesses and individuals as well. And it's just, it's all part of that message of coming together to create a community of hope.
And people can donate too. If they don't even want to walk, they can,
yeah.
How do they make a donation?
So they can come the day of, and we have envelopes. We're happy to give anyone an envelope to make a donation. Or they can go online, and we've got it posted all over
Facebook.
Thank you. That thing, Facebook. There's an event page, and there's other pages. If you simply put in your search engine AFSP Wyoming and go to the AFSP Wyoming website, click on events, and it's the third event in the queue. Hike for Hope, just click on that. You'll come to the page where you can register, or there's also a button that you can just simply click on to donate to the Hike for Hope as well. We certainly appreciate any and all contributions to help us in our fight against suicide, to increase hope and decrease. Our mission statement for our coalition, we've changed that verb, haven't we, Arianna? We used to say decrease or reduce stigma around mental health and suicide. Now we have the very powerful verb eradicate. So that's what it's about. Let's have open and honest conversations.
And next to this audio post, I will make sure that links directly to those places are easily accessible so that people don't have to scramble too hard. Before we wrap up, you do have a new suicide support group. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Thanks, Kate. Yes. Lorraine Steppy again at the Pines Counseling. She is a provider and was a longtime provider in the Basin area out of kind of Cody and Powell. And she ran a Survivors of Suicide Loss group up there. And when she moved here, she and I had some conversations and we talked about the history. We've offered a support group for suicide loss survivors in the past. And there will be months where it went well, where we would have 2, 3, 4, or 5 people, and then it would kind of be stagnant for a while. So it's kind of been this roller coaster. And Lorraine simply said, I'll open my office. So the Pines Counseling is on, go figure, Pine Street. Mm-hmm. So off Fort Street, if you take a turn right there past Buffalo Computer Consulting, it's the little log office home right there on Pine Street. And we meet once a month, the third Thursday of each month at 6:30 at 175 Pine Street, the Pines Counseling. And it's a time for a conversation. It's a time of community. It's a time to talk about the pain of the complicated grief that is suicide loss. For recent loss survivors, for long-term survivors, because that grief never goes away. We, kind of the way I envision the grief that I've experienced for any kind of loss is we kind of absorb that into our spirit, absorb that into our system. And yeah, Ariana kind of waxes and wanes at times, certainly on those anniversary dates or birthdays, that gets really difficult as well. So again, just a time of conversation and mutual support. And
so who do you invite? Who's included? Who's welcomed?
Anyone who's experienced a loss by suicide.
And is it private and confidential conversation?
It is private and conversation. Yeah, we go over some, you know, confidentiality guidelines, for a lack of a better way of saying it. Lorraine and I are the facilitators. So Lorraine is a professional who also, just this last year, Lorraine would tell you, experienced a close loss by suicide. And then myself as a suicide loss survivor, having lost my best friend and family members and community members. So it's open to anyone, and it is confidential. It probably is important to note that this is for loss survivors as opposed to survivors of their own attempts mm-hmm. to take their life. That is a much different dynamic, and another group that, if there were interest, certainly we could have conversation about that. I think Ariana and I would be willing to put some time and energy into that. So, again, it's a Survivors of Suicide Loss Support Group held at the Pines Counseling at 175 Pine Street here in Buffalo, the third Thursday of each month, 6:30 to about 7:30. Any questions, they can call me, and you can put my contact information. And we've got brochures and bulletins and things out and about. So thank you, Kate.
Bill, Ariana, thank you very much. I wish you good luck with the hike. You know, the little one or the big one. And encourage people to put their hiking boots on and come out and support this. It's a very significant issue that has touched many, many individuals in Johnson County. So it would be great, I'm sure, for you to see a bunch of faces and walkers.
And walkers.
Thank you.